Bonjour et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Welcome once again to Coffee Break French. Over the past 20 lessons, we've been dealing with a number of transactional situations, situations you may find yourself in while travelling in a French-speaking country. Lesson 30 is a bit of a review of all of this language, and you'll be testing yourself on what you know. We hope that you find this lesson useful. So, over the past 9 lessons, we've been looking at quite a number of topics. We started back in lesson 21 with the weather. Then we looked at booking into hotels and some possible problems about staying in hotels. We also looked at the campsite. We've dealt with shopping, both shopping for clothes and shopping for food. We have dealt with money issues at the bank and changing money. And more recently, we've been looking at health issues, saying that you've got a sore head, sore throat, and also other health problems, and getting solutions for them at the pharmacy. What we're going to do now is test you on all of this, and in order to do that, I'm going to give you some phrases to translate both into French and from French into English. So, Anna, I'm going to give you some phrases to translate from English into French, or indeed from French into English. You should give the listeners a chance to work out the answer, and then see if you can get the answer right yourself. Okay?
Okay.
Très bien. Okay, back to the weather then. How would you say, what is the weather like today? Anna.
Quel temps fait-il aujourd'hui?
Très bien. Quel temps fait-il aujourd'hui? Okay, what about, what will the weather be like tomorrow? Using the future tense.
Quel temps fera-t-il demain?
Excellent. Quel temps fera-t-il demain? Okay, what about saying that it's raining today?
Il pleut aujourd'hui.
Il pleut aujourd'hui. Okay, let's see if you can remember how to say it's windy.
Il fait du vent aujourd'hui.
Il fait du vent. Très bien. Il fait du vent. Now, how would you say, tomorrow, it will rain and it will snow?
Demain, il pleuvra et il neigera.
Excellent. Demain, il pleuvra et il neigera. Now, if tomorrow is demain, tomorrow morning would be demain matin.
Demain matin.
And tomorrow afternoon, demain après-midi.
Demain après-midi.
So, how would you say tomorrow morning, it will be sunny, but it will be cold? And in the afternoon, tomorrow afternoon, it will be warm. Anna, can you try that?
Demain matin, il fera du soleil et il fera froid, mais demain après-midi, il fera chaud.
Excellent. Demain matin, il fera du soleil et il fera froid, mais demain après-midi, il fera chaud. Okay, let's move on from weather. Let's move on to checking into a hotel. Anna, can you check into a hotel and say that you would like a single room with a shower, please?
Je voudrais une chambre pour une personne et avec un douche, s'il vous plaît.
Okay, avec douche or avec une douche?
Avec une douche.
Okay, douche is feminine. Avec douche, you can say just on its own, avec douche. But if you're actually saying une douche, then make sure it's une douche as opposed to un, which is masculine and douche is feminine. So, je voudrais une chambre pour une personne avec douche, s'il vous plaît.
Je voudrais une chambre pour une personne avec douche, s'il vous plaît.
Okay, this time, can you ask for two rooms? We need one room for two people with two beds, and one room for two people with a double bed, and both rooms with showers, please. Okay, Anna, can you put that order in?
Je voudrais une chambre à deux lits pour deux personnes et une chambre double pour deux personnes aussi.
Okay, avec salle de bain ou douche?
Avec douche, s'il vous plaît.
Avec douche, très bien, excellent. Okay, now, let's say you've got to the room and you decide, no, this is not the room for you. This room is too small. Anna.
La chambre est trop petite.
La chambre est trop petite. And sometimes things don't work in a hotel room. So how would you say the air conditioning doesn't work?
Le chauffage ne marche pas.
Okay, le chauffage is the heating. Okay. The air conditioning is la climatisation.
La climatisation.
La climatisation. The fact is, if you said the heating doesn't work, then and the room is too hot, so maybe the heating could be on, so it probably would have got the job done. La climatisation is the word for the air conditioning, however. La climatisation.
La climatisation.
Okay. So what about saying there are no towels? Anna?
Il n'y a pas de serviette.
Il n'y a pas de serviette. Good. And there is no hot water.
Il n'y a pas d'eau chaude.
Il n'y a pas d'eau chaude. Très bien. D'eau chaude, chaude being the word for hot, and it's a feminine word. Eau is feminine, so chaude. You pronounce the D because it's got an E on the end. Il n'y a pas d'eau chaude.
Il n'y a pas d'eau chaude.
Okay. In the campsite, we were asking for things like, where can I buy some coffee?
Où est-ce que je peux acheter du café?
Où est-ce que je peux acheter du café? This, où est-ce que je peux? Very important phrase. Where can I? And in this case, acheter du café. Où est-ce que je peux acheter du café? Now, the other thing that we looked at in particular with the campsite was asking where is and where are things. So, where is the swimming pool would be?
Où est la piscine?
Où est la piscine? And converting this to where are the toilets? There are two ways of saying that. Anna, can you give me one?
Où sont les toilettes?
Où sont les toilettes? Where are the toilets? And working out using the way, where can the toilets be found?
Où se trouvent les toilettes?
Où se trouvent les toilettes? Très bien. Où se trouvent les toilettes? Où sont les toilettes? And the same could go for the showers, les douches, and the bins. Can you remember the word for bins?
Les poubelles.
Les poubelles. Où se trouvent les poubelles? Où sont les poubelles? Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break French, there's still opportunities for you to keep up your French practice on social media. Just search for Coffee Break French on Facebook, where we post regular language and cultural content. We're Learn French on Twitter, and you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team on Instagram, where we're Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson.
Okay, let's get back to shopping and see if you can remember some shopping phrases. How would you say, can I try this on?
Est-ce que je peux l'essayer?
Est-ce que je peux l'essayer, s'il vous plaît, if you want to be polite. What about saying, it's too big?
C'est trop grand.
C'est trop grand. It's too small.
C'est trop petit.
C'est trop petit. And if you're going to take something, how would you say, I'll take it?
Je le prends.
Je le prends. Getting back to, can I do something? How would you say, can I pay with a credit card, please?
Est-ce que je peux payer avec une carte de crédit?
Est-ce que je peux payer avec une carte de crédit? And if you are paying with your credit card, what's the thing that somebody might ask you for?
Est-ce que vous avez un passeport?
Un passeport, très bien. Do you have a passport? Or perhaps more likely to be asked in this form, est-ce que vous avez une pièce d'identité?
Est-ce que vous avez une pièce d'identité?
Literally, a piece of identity, some kind of identification. Une pièce d'identité.
Une pièce d'identité.
Okay. Now, we also shopped for food and fruit and vegetables and all that kind of thing. So, in this situation in the market, how would you ask for, can I have or give me a kilo of oranges, please?
Donnez-moi un kilo d'orange.
Donnez-moi un kilo d'orange, s'il vous plaît. Très bien. Donnez-moi un kilo d'orange. Can we have, give me 400 grams of cheese, please? Anna.
Donnez-moi 400 grammes de fromage, s'il vous plaît.
Donnez-moi 400 grammes de fromage, s'il vous plaît. Très bien. If you don't know what something is, how can you say, what is this or what is that?
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Qu'est-ce que c'est? Qu'est-ce que c'est? Okay, and you can point to something. And can I try it? This is obviously different from can I try it on. It's a different word. Can I taste it?
Est-ce que je peux goûter?
Goûter, c'est ça. Est-ce que je peux goûter, s'il vous plaît? So, goûter is to taste. Goûter.
Goûter.
Est-ce que je peux goûter, s'il vous plaît?
Est-ce que je peux goûter, s'il vous plaît?
Okay, now in order to do all this shopping, we need to have some money. So, going to the bank, how would you say, I would like to change some money?
Je voudrais changer de l'argent, s'il vous plaît.
Je voudrais changer de l'argent. Excellent. Okay. How would you say I want to change some money?
Je veux changer de l'argent.
Good. Je veux, I want. Je voudrais, I would like. And how would you say I have to change some money?
Je dois changer de l'argent.
Je dois changer de l'argent. OK. I would like to change 200 pounds into euros, please.
Je voudrais changer 200 livres en euros, s'il vous plaît.
Excellent. What about, I would like to change $1,000 into Swiss francs, please.
Je voudrais changer $1,000 en francs suisses.
Excellent. Je voudrais changer 1,000 dollars en francs suisses. OK. Let's think of that one other situation in the bank where the cash machine, which was?
Le distributeur de billets.
Le distributeur de billets.
Le distributeur de billets.
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 OK. So the cash machine has swallowed my card.
Le distributeur de billets a avalé ma carte.
Le distributeur de billets a avalé ma carte. Très bien. OK, now, most recently we've been doing the doctors and the pharmacy. And, of course, we learned a few parts of the body. And I'm going to test you very quickly on these. OK, so I'll say the word in English. And as quick as you can, forget the audience this time, just you come straight in with them. As quick as you can, say the word in French. OK? Head.
Tête.
Throat.
Gorge.
Stomach.
Estomac.
Foot.
Pied.
Nose.
Nez.
Back.
Dos.
Stomach.
Estomac.
Foot.
Pied.
Head.
Tête.
Hand.
Main.
Leg.
Jambe.
Shoulder.
Épaule.
I can't think on any more, so very well done with that. Okay. How would you say, I have a sore shoulder? It starts with a vowel, so this one is?
J'ai mal à l'épaule.
J'ai mal à l'épaule. It works the same way as j'ai mal à l'estomac. I have a sore shoulder. J'ai mal à l'épaule.
J'ai mal à l'épaule.
I have a sore head.
J'ai mal à la tête.
J'ai mal à la tête. My stomach hurts.
J'ai mal à l'estomac.
Good. You didn't fall for that one because my stomach hurts is obviously the same as I have a sore stomach. You wouldn't start to say mon estomac va pas or anything like that. You could actually say mon estomac ne va pas, but that sounds really strange. It would make perfect sense to the doctor who's trying to help you out, but it still sounds a little bit strange. J'ai mal à l'estomac.
J'ai mal à l'estomac.
Do you have something for diarrhea?
Est-ce que vous avez quelque chose pour la diarrhée?
Est-ce que vous avez quelque chose pour la diarrhée? Do you have something for sunburn?
Est-ce que vous avez quelque chose pour les coups de soleil?
Très bien. Est-ce que vous avez quelque chose pour les coups de soleil? Okay, now, if the pharmacist gave you a medication, or a medicine, or a tablets, or something, and he or she said to you, prenez ça 4 fois par jour avant de manger. What would you have to do?
I'd have to take it 4 times a day before eating.
Très bien. And if they said to you, prenez ça 5 fois par jour après avoir mangé.
I would have to take it 5 times a day after having eaten.
After having eaten. Okay. I think that's where we're going to leave it today. Anna, you've done very well in your test.
Thank you very much.
And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break French. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break French community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakfrench, and we're at Learn French on Twitter. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.